The Road to Cali, A Journey to Adoption, by Corinne Chateau, read for you by the author.
I didn't know if I could be a mother. I wasn't sure I even wanted to be a mother. Nothing in my upbringing seemed to support motherhood. And then two miscarriages suggested that perhaps it was not in the cards. I decided to put baby behind me. But then two things happened. I found myself in a crisis with my career as an actress. What had once been my greatest love, focus, and ambition was now filling me with tremendous conflict. I was tired of having to prove myself. The question kept arising, what am I really offering with my life? At the same time, a series of dreams, chance encounters, and mysterious coincidences began to pull me to the idea of adoption. This is the story of how my husband and I were led to a baby in the faraway Republic of Georgia. I have based my story upon my personal daily journals recorded at the time. Though everything I have written is by definition through my own eyes, to the best of my ability, it is a truthful retelling of the actual events. Some of the characters' names have been changed to protect their privacy or the privacy of others. In a few instances, characters or events have been combined for the sake of clarity and simplicity. January 9th, 1997. After a rainy 8-hour layover in Istanbul, we returned to the airport and board a small, cramped plane. Bags are stuffed everywhere, and the seating is so tight that our knees are practically in our mouths. The language I hear is like nothing I've ever heard before. It sounds like a cross between Scandinavian and Arabic. Are these people Turks? Georgians? Russians? I assume they must be Georgians. The encyclopedia described tall, good-looking people, usually with dark hair, hazel eyes, and hooked noses. Some of the passengers seem to fit this description. We're taking off. I take hold of my husband's hand. He turns from the dark window and offers a comforting smile. We've been warned that because of the economic situation and the severe shortages in Georgia, these planes sometimes run out of fuel. Sometimes they have to land without radar or without runway lights. From our seat in the back, the engine is thunderously loud, and the whole plane seems to vibrate as we head up into the black sky. I hold my breath and squeeze Brian's hand tightly. It feels as if the plane is about to explode. How is it that I'm doing this? I ask myself. How is it that I'm traveling 5,000 miles from everything I know and risking our lives in this rickety plane? I decided not to force a pregnancy. Why have a child at my age when there were so many children who needed homes? I knew I didn't want to adopt close by. I needed to go far away. I needed to reach beyond what was known and familiar. I'm so glad Brian is with me. He only decided to come at the last moment. He was rehearsing a play and under a lot of pressure from his director. I said I would go alone. In fact, I almost liked the idea of going alone. Making the decision, braving whatever dangers. I liked the idea of being a heroine. But then reality hit me, not because of the danger, but because I knew if we were starting a family, we had to do this together.